Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Fan, we are live, and I figured out how to turn on my microphone from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Town East Boulevard. Alec, I'm very sorry about that. I heard everything you said. I started to talk, but I also flipped my microphone off in terms of I turned it off, not in terms of like, boom, here's for you. Sorry about that. Right now, brought to you by Ford. And our North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're doing good, and I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Can you text me once this segment's over times you would be available tomorrow if we have to move you from 11 o'clock due to someone else's scheduling? Because we're going to be on the air for 13 hours. We got a whole lot of time.
I know.
It was
my fault, Mickey. How about if I just text you what I can't do?
Oh, okay, yeah. No, that's awesome. Absolutely.
That might be easier because I can be pretty flexible.
Now, we were just talking about this, and I realize you're like, hey, none of this is going to matter depending on what happens Thursday if you drop the ball there, but do you feel like the kind of comeback win you got against a quality team in the Eagles could be the thing that could spark a continuing run this season? Like, I guess, how do you believe in momentum from week to week?
Yeah, I think even, momentum's one thing. I think confidence is another. I think that you go out there and kind of show, oh, we weren't perfect, but we still did this against a team that was the number one ranked team in the NFC. I bet we can do this again, especially if we clean up a few things that we let get away from ourselves, even during the comeback that was in progress, right? So I think from a confidence standpoint, go ahead.
Sorry, Mickey, what jumps to your mind when you're talking about the things to clean up? I don't disagree with you at all, but like, what is it that's at that forefront of like, hey, you still got to work on this, this, this?
First and goal at the 8, and you don't score.
Yeah, that's
so. There had to be some either execution problems, problems with the type of plays you did call. And, you know, Schottenheimer will be the first ones to say, hey, I got to go back and look and see if I did what I should have done on the play calls. And I'm not talking about the gambles on fourth down that they did during the game. It's just that when you have that opportunity, you got to score touchdowns. And, you know, I'm of the belief, and I know I'm in the minority, I want touchdowns.
I'm with you, Mickey.
And so I got no problem with that. When you get those opportunities, you got to cash in. And, you know, even earlier, right, the interception in the end zone, you can't have it, or you can't have the drop in the end zone that occurred. I think there's things that, you know, I was joking yesterday, and I don't know if I said it to you guys or not. I said the Cowboys were so good they couldn't beat themselves.
That's nice.
Right? I like that. Yeah, because, you're right. I like that.
I mean,
I do.
You know, they did everything they could to lose that game, yet they were good enough to come back and win, and not just from what the offense did, but what the defense did. You know, they had all those possessions in a row that they stopped them after it got to 21-0, and throw in the fact that they eliminated a possession with the fumble recovery on the punt return.
Yes.
So they eliminated a possession. So, yeah, I'm not saying you're going to play that well down the stretch like that. But, again, if you can do that from the start, even though you got put in bad situations because of, you know, three different things, one on each possession with the Eagles getting the ball at the 50-yard line, and all they had to gain is 50 yards to score a touchdown, or the screw-up on the block or the tip punt that they got another possession, you already stopped them. And then the miraculous catch that Devontae Smith had when the coverage wasn't all that bad.
Those things led
to three touchdowns, if you think about it. So, yeah, you know, you clean things up. You don't let those things get in the way, and they, you know, they won't turn out that way all the time. Then, yeah, they were pretty dominating in that game. And the fact that they scored, they gained more yards, total yards against the Eagles, was it 473, than they had given up all season long.
Wow, man. And so one of the things he mentioned, and I know Jerry said this morning, he's not worried about CeeDee Lamb, and I get it, and CeeDee Lamb has a great track record across the NFL and with the Dallas Cowboys, but I have to admit, I'm just a little bit worried. I'm not worried that like CeeDee Lamb will never be good at football again, but I am worried about these drops and some of these drops in like vital situations.
Yeah, big times.
Yeah, but it's happened basically in two games, right?
Yeah, against the Eagles. Yeah, that is weird.
Eagles. So they don't have to play the Eagles just yet again, right?
Right, right.
I think once, you know, guys like him, I think once it happens or twice it happens, then you start pressing. And then you're trying too hard, right? And then you start making excuses for yourself. But we checked yesterday. He wasn't out on the jugs machine, okay, early in the morning. So,
like last time.
Right.
Yeah, last time, right. So, yeah, I you know what? On Thanksgiving, first play, throw him a slant pass. Just get him going again, and I think he'll be fine.
That was always, I mean, and we've seen this a lot. I just credit this to Jimmy, because it just always felt like Michael Irvin needs to be involved early, and Jimmy was like, get him the ball now, right?
All right. Then, guys, I've got a controversial new game plan for you.
All right.
Now,
I
know you just talked about how the Cowboys' offense was unbelievable in racking up yards. My new controversial offensive strategy, throw nothing but slants to CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens every play, all of the time, because it feels like the slant on this team cannot be stopped.
Well, if they're going to play you in man, and they're not going to zone it and get a linebacker in the way, and play action will keep a linebacker at the line of scrimmage, right? As long as you can run the football.
This is
another chore against Kansas City on Thanksgiving to be able to show that you can run the football. And not run for gobs of yards, right? But run it effectively. Make it 3 yards, 4 yards, make them notice that they got to take care of that. Otherwise, you know, in three plays, it's a first down. So that helps with the slant, especially if the linebackers have to be conscious of the run and that they want to play man. And you better have somebody that can man up against these two wide receivers, because I think it's laughable when I see them trying to cover, I don't know, a George Pickens with a Dory Jackson. seriously?
Right.
I mean, sometimes you've got to self-scout and know what your guy can do and what he can't do. And I think they proved in the first time around that, you know, they couldn't cover these receivers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All the time in man.
Now, I need you to make my day better by telling me I shouldn't worry about George Pickens. I know it was just a walkthrough yesterday, but that I don't need to worry about him playing on Thursday.
Yeah, I think that the fact that he came and finished the game, I thought that's a good indication that, you know, he should be good to go. In a situation like whatever he had, it was a knee, calf, whatever.
Both, I think.
A short week. Yeah, it was both. You're right. A short week like that, a lot of times you just give the veteran a day off and say, okay, let's not worry about it today. I got to get you to Thursday. And I think probably the same thing with guys like Clowney and Fowler, Hooker, Wilson. They were all limited. It's like, yeah, I don't need you. And what they did yesterday was basically a glorified walkthrough practice anyway.
Yeah.
So most of this week
today will be the only sort of, and I qualify that, sort of real practice they have before the game, because they won't be in pads any day this week.
Now, you know what I love to do in this segment is I love to direct people to your content on DallasCowboys.com. I would recommend they read your latest column, but I wanted to focus in on one of your answers on the mailbag, talking about culture. And this is always something that's been like really difficult to define for me. Is like, I understand the concept of culture, but sometimes I think people ascribe culture to, man, you've got a lot of talent and you're winning, it must be the culture, or vice versa, like you have a garbage culture if you keep losing, even though it might just be like a lack of talent. What do you think about the Dallas Cowboys culture, what it is, and how it factors in right now to what this team is doing?
Yeah, I think the culture is kind of one of those crutch words that you use. You know, no team that's ever been successful has had bad culture, right? And no team that's unsuccessful, oh, but the culture's good, right?
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. I think more than culture, I think it's doing what you need to do to develop confidence in your team. And I think that... you know, I think the question was, did that win further their culture? No. If there is a such thing as culture, it was already there. Because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't have had the wherewithal at 21-0 to keep fighting and keep playing hard, right? And to think, yeah, we can do this, right? And then you have guys like Dak Prescott and Quinnen Williams, you know, talking to these guys and knowing that, you know, they've all been in situations like that before, and you just put your head down and keep playing. You don't quit. You don't say, okay, you know, the fans can say, okay, I'm turning the TV off. I'm done, right? Well, yeah. You don't play that way, and nobody does. You know, and I think that all everybody had to see was the social media explosion of Elijah Clark after he gets knocked down as a gunner three times and then gets back up and makes the tackle and causes the fumble with Marquise Bell. I think that when you see that, then you know that whatever the head coach is doing, whatever the assistant coaches are doing, they've got through to these guys that you just got to keep playing no matter what. And so if that's culture, okay. I just think it's you've already established that. Now, this game, as I said before, I think creates confidence that no matter what, you can overcome the adversity. And think about the adversity they've been overcoming this entire season, not to mention the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I do like that. Maybe this is for a longer conversation, but, Mickey, you were there for the Super Bowl times. Michael Irvin saw a culture of a bunch of guys that were collecting checks, and he made that well known to the people that were in charge, and then the culture changed a little bit. Would you agree that those were two different cultures with those teams?
Before they started winning or after they started winning?
Before they started winning, whenever Michael Irvin got there and was like, this is bad, because there were guys that just wanted to collect checks. I am sure, you know what, there might still be guys that are just there to collect checks.
Maybe.
But they get through
with
it. Mickey?
Yeah, I think more than culture, and that might have been it, especially that 3-13 season, his rookie year. Because he lost more games in one season than he probably had, for sure, his entire college season, and I don't know about high school, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he saw some veterans that were like, okay. And then in 89, when they went 1-15, they were just bad. It had nothing to do with guys just collecting checks, because I think the guys knew, especially the veteran guys knew, that Jimmy was preparing for the future, and young guys were going to play. You know, and then you win a few games in 90, and all of a sudden it's like, well, okay, maybe we can do this. And then the biggest change was hiring Norv Turner as the offensive coordinator. That ended up putting everything together offensively, because defensively they were building things. I think that I don't know that Michael Irvin changed it from guys collecting checks to guys collecting checks that were good enough to earn those checks.
Do you think it'd be a funny bit if people who are really successful in college took the same logic about their record into the pro locker room? So, like, if your team was if your team was 9-3, and you're like, this team is garbage, and you're like, oh, but we're 9-3, man.
Well, and I'm sure that's happened to a lot of guys, right?
Yeah.
Is it not happening with Cooper Flagg right now?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cooper Flagg gave the saddest quote I've ever seen. He goes, I'm pretty sure this is more than I lost in college and high school combined.
Oh, no.
And it made me sad.
Oh, yeah, but it's true, right?
It is. It is.
And you know what hurts
fixed,
you?
Though.
And not to get off track, but you know what hurts anymore? Is they play just well enough to get down to the last minute.
Yes, see, Mickey saw knows. That again last night.
Yes,
it's the story of the season. Yes, I'm with you, Mickey. Story of the season in that entire game last night.
Yes, it is.
All right, we will catch up with you tomorrow at an undetermined time, but we'll be on for 13 hours, so I bet we can
figure something out.
I bet you can over 13 hours, and remember, I'm pretty flexible, even if we have to go into the evening.
Okay, well, the next thing I'm going to try to do is convince you to come out on site to where we are. That sounds like an off-air conversation. Thank you very much, Mickey. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, see you guys. Enjoyed it.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola. Did he? From DallasCowboys.com.
When he says flexible, does he mean bendy? Or does he mean, like, what does he mean by that, Kevin?
You know, I'm really glad that you...
your thoughts on that one.
You know what? You're going to regret asking me that. So
we got to go.
I know we do. Alec, I'm going to request 30 seconds, please.
Go for it.
All right, so if you've never seen the show The Traitors, it is the greatest game show that has ever been invented in the history of mankind. You can watch it on Peacock, and they're doing Celebrity Traitors UK because there is no version of the show that I will not watch. And they were talking about somebody being flexible in this comedian. He goes, "She's out there with her legs akimbo,"
okay.
And so I mean, it was akimbo. Freaking amazing. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.